Quinganemalokma, Nidishinzi Krista, Niha, Lenapau. My name is Krista. I spoke to you in my ancestral language, my Lenape language, and I just want to say I'm really proud and honored to be co-emceeing with the amazing Lux and Maggie's and all of you today. The Native Youth Sexual Health Network is a cross Canada and the United States organization. We work on anything and everything to do with sexual and reproductive health, rights, and justice by and for self-identified Indigenous youth. That's pretty rad, right? And I just wanted to remind everybody and acknowledge Mississaugas of the New Credit on whose land we're on today. I'm also a guest. As an Indigenous person, I know that when I'm not on my ancestral territory and my original territory, I am a guest. So you don't have to be Native to know whose land you're living on. And I encourage all of you to understand your relationship to this territory, to Tukaranto, where the trees stand tall. And those trees are actually here for everybody. They're not just here for us. There are original law. There is natural law here that has nothing to do with the colonial law system that came in later and made things like sex work and abortion and a whole bunch of other things illegal on purpose. It was done on purpose to undermine the sovereignty and self-determination of Indigenous peoples. And that is the foundation on which our organizing starts. Right? We need to understand how all of these things became illegal in the first place if we're going to have a really solid analysis going forward and a path forward. And we know that Aboriginal sex workers have been at the heart and the space of this movement for a long, long time. And I'm just really honored to be here as an ally and as a friend. And I'm going to pass it back over to Lux.
So I think that's a really good point. And while we're here today supporting the decriminalization, and it's a really important first step in obtaining the rights and legitimization that we need to keep in mind that even after decriminalization, youth and workers without status, parents, mothers, will still face stigma, child apprehension, and essentially incarceration through the CAS. And we need to continue pushing forward in our fight for rights until everyone has the freedom of autonomy and to make the choices they want within their work, and that sex workers know what they need to be safe. We have a few speakers, and we have a couple performances. We have Terry Jean Bedford, who's going to say something today, Jane Doe, Sasha Ruel, and Keisha Scott from Maggie's, the executive director at Maggie's. And also Monica Forrester, she works at Maggie's. She's going to be coming up to read our international statement on sex workers' rights. All right, so now I'm going to get Monica Forrester to come up. She is our lounge coordinator at Maggie's. And this past March 3rd, we developed a statement for sex workers' rights on the International Sex Worker Day to celebrate sex workers' rights. So if she wants to come up, she's going to read that statement.
25 years of sex work and going strong. So it's great to see a great turnout today for the decrim of sex work. And I'm proud, I'm strong, I'm resilient, just like many of you here today. March 3rd is International Sex Workers' Rights Day, started in 2001 by Indian Sex Workers Union, DMSC. On this day, sex workers with street-level experience in our alleys state our support for the repeal of all prostitution offenses in Turtle Island, Canada, include Section 213, prohibiting communicating in public for the purpose of prostitution, like so many others. This law defines us as a nuisance, not human, deserving of rights and protection, and as a result, over 90% of all prostitution arrests are under the Section 213. This especially affects street-based workers who are racialized, Indigenous, drug users, mothers, youth, trans, migrant, and poor, and who are targeted by the police for being who we are. These paternalistic and moralizing laws are part of the whole system that has led to a great deal of state and interpersonal violence against members of our community. The sex working community and allies stand against this because we know that safety and justice comes rights and power, not criminalization. Some people believe that we should be forced to work indoors and that our work will be safer. For many of us, working indoors isn't a desire of realistic options and never will be. There will always be street sex work, and we know how to make it safer for ourselves. We are inspiring, caring, kick-ass, and resilient community. And as the workers doing the work, we are the experts in our safety. Why look to the state for solutions to our safety when the answers are right here with each other? Our allies have an incredible opportunity to support us to create our own strategies for safe self-determination strategies that eliminate violence, harassment against us. To do this, we need to support, join, call for an end to the criminalization of street sex workers whose lives, including an end to Section 213. Street-based sex workers speak, and this is from a few street sex workers. These statements below are from sex workers involved in Maggie's Aboriginal Sex Work Education Outreach Project and the Weekly Lounge Hangout. We acknowledge that as Aboriginal sex workers, we are family for a lot of different people. The love we give cannot be defined by the English language. We are very much connected in sex work as it pulls us together to respect, connect over the part of our lives. There is no better time to work around decriminalization. This will push forward Aboriginal sex workers out of darkness, oppression, and bring more empowerment. It will bring validation of our work and the lives we choose to lead. Communication and free speech is a right. How can the state tell us that the act of exchanging sex for money is illegal, that I'm having a conversation about it is not. I have a right to speak to who I want to, about whatever I want, especially when that conversation is with regards to my safety and sexual boundaries of health. Thank you.
Thank you, Monica, for reading that. That was the Maggie's March 3rd statement on sex workers' rights. And many of you here today, as individuals and organizations, signed on and endorsed that statement on March 3rd. And so I want to make some noise right now for the allies and lovers of sex workers here in the crowd. So can we make some noise? And again, I want to thank everyone for coming out and supporting Maggie's and supporting sex workers and this National Day of Action.
I'm here as an ally, and I realized a couple years ago, after a couple of my friends came out to me as sex workers, that, you know, probably everyone knows a sex worker, and they just don't know it because of all the stigma out there. And of course, everyone wants the people they love to be happy and respected and safe.
Sex workers' rights under attack? What do we do?
Get those fight back!
Sex workers' rights under attack? What do we do?
Get those fight back!
Worker-led organizations intervener status in this court case. So that's why we're here today, because we want sex workers to be heard. Okay? Can we make some noise for that? Great. Awesome. So now I'm going to ask Terry Jean Bedford to come up. Oh, I have her bio as well.
What do we want? What do we want?
Now!
What do we want?
Decriminalization!
June 13th, 2013 in Ottawa. She remains a vocal advocate for civil rights, is an author, a mother, and a grandmother, and her life journey has been a story of survival, trials, and triumph. Welcome, Terry Jean.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to thank you all for having me here today. Thank you for your magnificent support here and in Ottawa next week. Don't make me go through all that again. Thank you. Thank you, thank you for supporting freedom for Canadian women and their safety. I also want to thank my fellow plaintiffs, Val and Amy, for their leadership in this challenge, and of course, Professor Alan Young, my superhero, and his legal team. I want to take a moment, posthumously, to express the appreciation we all feel towards Dr. Henry Morgenthaler, who died this week. We can take strength from his conviction and courage. He went to jail for us. Let us never forget his example. All over Canada today, women are demonstrating for their freedom and safety. In Ottawa, next week, the highest judges in the land will give the final legal word on the despicable laws we now have. But whatever they say and rule, we know that no thinking person will believe that things can go on as they have before. The Prime Minister can only hide and cower for so long. Where are measures against deadbeat dads? And for more women's shelters in this tough crime on his tough crime agenda. Why won't he say if he's read Justice Himmel's decision? Why does he complain about unelected judges making decisions in one breath and then hide behind them in the next? He's a bad boy and his behavior needs to be modified, so let's go to Ottawa and modify it! Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And can we get some noise from Terry Jean Bedford? And can we get some noise for National Day of Action in support of the full decriminalization of sex work? Woo! Can I ask you, are all sex workers victims?
No.
Are we abused? Are sex workers abused by the law?
Yes.
What do we want?
Decriminalization.
When do we want it?
Now.
What do we want?
Decriminalization.
When do we want it?
Now.
Woo!
No justice, no peace of ass. No justice, no peace of ass.
Okay. So Sasha Morrell is a mother, occupational health and safety consultant, training facilitator, nurse, chemical technologist, advocate and fundraiser for HIV/AIDS supports and services. Can we make some noise for Sasha?
Hey guys, thank you so much for coming out today. I'm here speaking as a nurse, I'm here speaking as an ally. I'm here speaking as a 10-year experienced health and safety consultant, and I really want to thank all the people for coming out. I really support safe sex, I support sex workers, I support sex workers' rights, and okay. As an occupational health and safety professional, and a nurse, I've made a commitment to speak up, to advocate on behalf of persons who are not able to. Sex work is real work. Can I get that again? Sex work is?
Real work!
Sex work is?
Real work!
They are, sex workers are entitled to labor rights, the rights to form a union, the right to occupational health and safety. Not all sex workers are women, but all sex workers are human. I am not asking for special rights, I'm asking for human rights. What are we asking for?
Human rights.
The right to work legally. Again, the right to work legally, the right to work safely and without stigma. As a nurse, I'm advocating for consenting adults, for sex workers. I oppose public health policies. I strongly oppose public health policies such as mandatory testing for sex workers because these are founded on stereotypes and stigma. I'm here to support sex workers, to decriminalize sex workers, and to say enough with the stigma. Enough with sex workers going to clinics and speaking to doctors and nurses only to be talked down and say, hey, you need to stop this. Do you need any help? We are not here for help. We are here to get our bodies tested. We're here to live healthy, legally. We're here to destigmatize and to decriminalize safer sex work. Thank you so much. Again, sex work is?
Real work.
Sex work is? Thank you very much.
No bad boys, only bad laws. No bad boys, only bad laws.
Awesome, amazing. Thank you, Sasha. And thank you for being able to come and speak today. Let's make some more noise, I think, maybe for sex workers. Amazing. So I'm going to ask Janelle Fleming to come up now. She is going to do a spoken performance. Janelle Fleming is a babelicious, radical feminist sex worker, painter, pro-switch, writer, and graphic artist. She is passionate about fat acceptance, body love, anti-oppression activism, erections, sexual freedom, women's liberation, cycling everywhere, urban farming, and good typography. She lives on occupied native land, known to some as Toronto, where she mostly cycles, swims, cooks, and plots world domination on Facebook. And welcome, Janelle.
Thank you. I'm just going to be reading because I did not have time to learn this. And as Luck said, I'd like to acknowledge that this event is taking place on unceded Native land, and I'd like to thank our Native Canadian hosts for very graciously tolerating our presence on Turtle Island. And also note, this poem contains rather excessive swearing. Hey, Rad Fams. Yes, Virgin News. Hey, Rad Fams. There's a problem with the language you use, or maybe you're just confused by some bullshit you've read. I'll gladly throw books at your head, explaining the words feminist and radical, justice and freedom for all, FU status quo, patriarchy has to go, drastically divergent from the norm, against oppression in every form. This is what you claim in manipulative arguments you frame, in articles you state, where sex and slavery you conflate. There's nothing radical about hate. There's nothing feminist when you dictate what the fuck I can do with my own body. Yeah. For free, for love, for pleasure, for money. With whom, how, when, and why. Mirrors of those you say you despise. There's nothing radical in being transphobic and fractional. There's nothing feminist about denying the identity of our trans sisters dying. Hypothetical, abusive clients you blame while you perpetuate stigma and shame. You happily sit in your ivory tower, privileged and ignorant, abusing your own power, contemplating our imaginary sexual trauma. While your nuanced analysis harms us, the so-called radical feminist crusader, fucking with my livelihood under the guise of savior. So-called rad femmes, you're neither radical, nor feminist, nor progressive. Your views are divisive, intolerant, outdated, and oppressive. You define women by archaic measures, and forget that sex workers come in all genders. You never try to save our brothers out there hustling. You're too busy genital policing and brothel busting. I'm a real radical feminist, sex worker, thriving and surviving. If that's incompatible with your myopic view, adjust your thinking. If that's impossible for you to do, provide information for billing. And ready yourself for the role of rent payer I expect you'll be filling. Stop demonizing and targeting my clients and donors, your sons, brothers, sisters, lovers, fathers, uncles, doctors. They're not the enemy of my safety and salvation. The violent ones capitalize on our mutual criminalization. Our collective survival is dependent on someone else. Sex workers are no different and can speak for ourselves. I'm not coerced, prostituted, damaged, or delusional. I'm a radical sex working feminist, what I want to be. I'm alive, blessed, loved, and free. It's time for you to shut the fuck up and listen, because you, so-called rad fem abolitionists, do not speak for me. Thank you.
Amazing, Janelle, you are absolutely fabulous. So I'm really good we're ending with that performance, for our last performance up here, because I think it makes a good point in that sex workers are resilient, amazing, strong, brilliant, amazing people, right? We're your neighbors, we're your friends, we're your lovers, we're your mothers, we're your sisters, brothers, we're your father, okay? And we're parents, okay? And so I want to thank everyone for coming out again on behalf of Maggie's and behalf of this national movement for the decriminalization of sex work. And I want to thank all of the organizations who helped us organize this. So I want to thank the Ontario Coalition Against Poverty. I want to thank No One Is Illegal. I want to thank the Native Women's Resource Center. I want to thank the Native Sexual Health Network, Reclaim the Streets Organizing Committee in the downtown east side of Toronto. And if I'm forgetting anyone else, I want to thank all the organizers from the Gay Bermante event who helped us get this food up here. And I want to thank Maggie's for 25 years of amazing activism, fighting for sex workers' rights, for the lives of sex workers in Toronto. Did you want to say something? Sure. And so I'm going to have Chanel, our amazing communications coordinator, wants to say something. And then if the Eagle Women's singers could come up and end us with some drumming.
Okay, I just want to take the mic for a sec because I want to thank Lux. And I want to thank the badass crew that came together to organize this. You know what this reminds me of? In 1996, I went to the first ever Dyke March. And it was like a little ragtag crew of some fucking feral queer women screaming out, yelling in the rain. And we were the few and the mighty. And look at what it's turned into. And I just want to say, we are making history here right now. We are making it happen right now. You are going to talk about this. We are on the side of history here. And I want to give props and respect to the crew that came together to organize this event, starting with Lux and the whole team. That's all.
Thank you, and thank you to everyone that put effort in, and thank you, Krista, for helping and supporting me in my MCing efforts. Okay, and thank you, Chanel. What do we want? Decriminalization! When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Decriminalization!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Decriminalization!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Decriminalization!
When do we want it?
Now!
Great.
Doing less off our bodies.